It is 1:40. We will continue with the Division of Parks and Recreation, the Oahe Downstream Deer Hunt presentation. Welcome, sir.
Pat Buescher, Central Regional Park Supervisor for the Parks Division. Chris got me queued up, so here today to talk about something that's a fantastic opportunity that we help provide with a collaborative partner of ours, the annual Oahe Deer Hunt. This special hunt was created in 1993 at the Oahe Downstream Recreation Area, and this is one of the recreation areas that we acquired through the Title VI legislation. The state took over management of this property in February of 2002, and we've been actively a participant in this hunt since that time. This is a collaborative effort between us and the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, so this is a shared hunt on property that we both manage. This past November 23rd and 24th marked the 32nd year of this event. The opportunity is available, and part of discussing this today is to make it more widely known. This is West River deer season, Area 58D, for those that may be interested. In 2024, we offered a total of 10 total licenses for applicants. And these licenses, the requirement is you required to be use a wheelchair for mobility. So we get a range of participants that take place in this. This past year we had 9 hunters that received licenses and 8 total participants. One was unable to attend due to his health. 5 hunters were successful this year, and generally we boast about a 65 to 70% success ratio at the park. Since the inception of this this hunt opportunity, we kind of did a progression of what we've been able to offer the hunters through the development of blinds that they use. A big part of this is with our volunteers and partners that help us with this hunt. The earliest blinds that were utilized were hay bales that were staked into the ground. And that created problems for a number of reasons, not just weather, but we place hunters in these situations on locations that are there existing. They haven't changed much over the 32 years. And you can see on that, we went to a covered canopy, some blinds, and now we have a blind that is fully encased, like some of the special blinds that some of our hunters use in elevated blind situations throughout the state. And one of our hunters who works at a company in eastern South Dakota was able to get some donated sliding windows for the side of the blinds. These blinds have been also a collaborative effort through some nonprofit youth groups, the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, conservation groups, wildlife organizations, and other volunteers have contributed funds, monies, or construction labor to establish this. So it is really a great opportunity. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that the department's mission is connecting people and families to the outdoors, and there is no better example than what we do at this hunt. My son, my daughter, I've watched families grow up through this hunt. A lot of the participants, no different than this year, bring their family and friends to actively partake in this hunt with them. And with a lot of us who engage in hunting know the social outreach and the networking and the ability to sit around the table and tell tales is a big part of this opportunity. This is just some slides. I don't want to go into a lot of detail, just shows you some of the participants that have actively engaged in this hunt throughout the years. As you can see, I am actively engaged in dragging out a deer in one of these photos, and it was kind of a 1 year. That's probably the most snow we've ever had at the hunt. Usually our weather's warmer than we'd like. And as hunters know, the colder it is, the more active the deer can be. So, but we talked about volunteers earlier, and this hunt could not take place without the active volunteers that come in and help us during these hunts. A lot of the participants will bring family and friends, as I stated earlier. They will also bring their kids to partake and help in this. We have a number of volunteer kids that help, because when we get the hunters in the blinds, it takes a big effort on Saturday morning. It takes a lot of volunteers when we have up to 10 people that get out to the blinds. And of course, those that have hunted and you're getting out there in the wee hours of the morning, you're always forgetting stuff or you need things. And it just takes a lot of hands to get these participants in their locations each and every morning. And then when they're successful, it takes people to get those deer out of the field and get them dressed and prepared for the hunters. This just shows some more photos of people that are engaged, some of the volunteers. My son's actually there helping drag the deer. This picture here is, there's a couple different things here. Shows a group photo of the hunters there, and in front of them, it shows a bunch of shooting bags. When you have an event like this, people like to get their hands involved in this. It's a feel-good moment. We all take advantage, or I shouldn't say advantage, take for granted that what we're able to do. Jump in a pickup truck and go out and hunt pheasants one afternoon. It's not so easy for a lot of these participants, and we certainly enjoy being able to provide this opportunity for them. But this young man in the lower left-hand corner, Jacob Haas, out of Sioux Falls, 1 year, he decided to pay it forward for his eighth birthday. Rather than getting Christmas presents, he took donations to provide something. I talked to Jacob as far as what we could use with the hunt, and it was shooting bags. So he worked with Shields in Sioux Falls, and he donated 12 shooting bags for a hunt opportunity. So this is just the type of outreach that this type of event offers. People talk about it. It's a feel-good moment. And like I said, we have the opportunity. The hunt takes place every year in the Oahe Project Office Shop. It's a great place where we can meet and gather. We provide meals for them throughout the day. And none of that would not be possible without donations that we receive from our local businesses. We've got a number of local businesses that provide donations, cash contributions in the city of Pierre and Fort Pierre annually. Once again, just some more pictures. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention in the lower left, there's the use of one of the track chairs that we just received through the Parks and Wildlife Foundation through the Wild Bronco grant program. So it does get some use annually at this hunt every year, and the hunters enjoy being able to use it. Once again, just some more photographs. A lot of people look at this as a unique opportunity to score a trophy or a large deer, and that's not what this is at all. We may have people that sit out there for the opportunity and they may get lucky, but every year this hunt occurs on the second weekend of West River deer. So we have a lot of pressured deer that move into the area that don't live there throughout the year. But we have been fortunate. Some of the guys have been lucky to get something they were able to put on their wall. Once again, just some more pictures of successful participants. And I would certainly take any questions or comments at this time.
Very good. Thank you. Questions for Pat? I do have one for you. So for this particular project, have we worked with some of our veteran groups, our disabled veterans and different groups like that, so they're aware of what's going on?
Yes, we have, Madam Chair. We work with the Paralyzed Veterans of America, the North Central Chapter in Sioux Falls. And we have a number of participants annually or past participants that do sit on that board. So they do provide cash contributions, so we are able to. Generally, those contributions are used to provide food for the hunters annually. So, yes, and we use that tool as a way to get the word out as well.
Excellent. Thank you. Additional comments or questions? Outstanding. Thank you for all you do with this. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And with that, we're going to continue down our agenda. Number 11, we will receive the